New tolls on Massachusetts highways, fees for residential parking permits, a surcharge on cars entering certain parts of Boston during rush hour. Those are just a few of the proposals put forth by state and local politicians as part of Massachusetts' growing battle with traffic congestion. As WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reports, the proposals are part of a larger shift in how public leaders approach transportation problems and how to pay for solutions.
When it comes to transportation and commuting, a Mass Inc. polling group's survey of Boston area voters released last month sums up the picture. A third of respondents say commuting times have made them late for work. Two-thirds say they leave earlier or later in the day to avoid the worst traffic. Not that it helps much. At 6:30 on a Friday evening, I'm still crawling along on Sturrow Drive, 5 miles an hour. Another two-thirds say actions urgently needed to improve the state's transportation system, and 80% say they'd support raising new money to improve that system.
I think we've gone from a point where, say, proposing a gas tax loses you elections to where the kind of congestion people face every day threatens to lose elections.
That's Charlie Chipio, a transportation analyst at the right-leaning Pioneer Institute.
We're reaching a tipping point, I think, where the pain, political and otherwise, of how bad our commutes are is starting to outweigh the pain of whether it be paying more in tolls, paying more in gas tax, whatever the pick your poison.
But which poison to pick, if any at all, remains up in the air. The state Senate president has floated the idea of introducing new tolls on some roads. A pair of lawmakers from Winthrop and East Boston have proposed congestion pricing that could raise or lower tolls depending on the time of day. And Boston City Councilor Michelle Wu's proposed a $25 fee for resident parking permits that are currently free of charge. All of those proposals would make it more expensive to drive, and Wu says that's by design.
When that small charge does happen, people begin to think about, you know, should I use my driveway instead or use the alley behind my house or clean out that garage spot? And so even a small number of cars then being absorbed off of the street begins to free up capacity in a way that is noticeable right away.
For years, lawmakers have tried to encourage drivers to take other modes of transportation, be it biking, walking, or taking the T. But there's been little movement to discourage driving, despite calls for lawmakers to do so from transportation advocacy groups. Chris Dempsey is the director of the group Transportation for Massachusetts.
It's not just about making public transit more attractive and cheaper. It's also about giving people better incentives for if and when they drive on our roads. We're the only large metropolitan area that does not do some sort of time-of-day pricing on our toll roads.
Dempsey says the goal isn't to punish people for driving, but to incentivize people to drive at different times.
The 20th century was about building and expanding our road network. The 21st century needs to be about better managing the network that we built.
It's important to note that all of these proposals are just that, proposals. And there has been pushback from some major elected leaders. One of them, Governor Charlie Baker, who's announced a capital plan to spend billions of dollars on roads and public transportation. He told WCVB-TV, there is no need for new revenues.
We have a lot of resources that we can bring to bear to deal with these issues, and many of them are going to address a lot of the stuff people have said we need to invest in, and we can do it with existing resources. Mm-hmm. I don't know why we would talk about raising taxes if we're going to be spending at a level that I believe gets us about as far as we can go.
When asked about things like congestion pricing, Baker points out the state's conducting a congestion study due out in the near future. But there's no guarantee that study's findings will be implemented. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, for example, backed off a call from one city commission for a $5 fee on all cars entering or leaving parts of Boston. The other challenge? It's not clear exactly what policy proposal voters want. At 80% of people who told Mass Inc. they support new revenues to improve the state's transportation picture were not asked where those revenues should come from. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.